Choosing a skincare brand to use on your face or stock in your business can be so hard, with so many varying factors such as ingredient technology, in-clinic support, and also questions like, does it even work? It can be hard to know where to start, which is why I use Circuit Cosmeceuticals. I've been using Circuit on my own skin since 2022 and also stock it in the facial bar. And the reason why I love it is not only are the ingredients super fun, but it also gets results. With products such as Mocha Locker Peel and the Cool Lychee Mask, and my favorites, Molecular Hydrating Mist and the Sugar Lip Plumping Treatment, I know that your skin and clients will love the range too. To find out more about becoming a stockist, send me a message on Instagram with the word Circuit, that's S-I-R-C-U-I-T, and I'll automatically send you some information. Thanks to Circuit for being a sponsor of the podcast. Welcome to the Beauty, Business and Beyond podcast. I'm your host, Kelly, otherwise known as Skin Queen. I'm a skin therapist turned clinical educator turned multiple six-figure online business owner. I used to think that owning a business meant that you'd have a product or service, a website and an Instagram and just wait for the masses to flock. But little did I know. It wasn't until I started working with coaches and mentors that I learned there is so much more to it. On this podcast, you can expect to learn about mindset, marketing, strategies, and other fundamental business lessons that have helped me to generate over $500,000 of revenue in less than 2 years. Are you in my Facebook group? Every single day, I post in there sharing even more gold nuggets of information to help you grow your business. To find it, search Beauty, Business, and Beyond on Facebook or head to the link in my show notes to get a direct link. I told you that I would eventually get back into doing podcasts around skin, and I have one more podcast that I want to record after this about TikTok. However, I really want to chat about this topic today, and it's a controversial one, so I'm mentally prepping for people to come for me. Just sad in this industry, right? But it is the way that it is. So I really want to chat about what is corneotherapy and everything about it, because like I said in my last podcast episode, I'm hiring a new staff member and she's studying at Grey Clay, which is where I studied, and she is going to be learning about peels, micro, things like that. And I said to her, I'm probably going to change your mind on all these things because I take a very corneotherapeutic approach. And she was like, no, I'm ready to learn. Like, I'm so here for it. And she said, is corneotherapy a new thing? I said, no, it's not. But there is still so much gray area in the industry about it, and I've got a lot to say around it. I actually had a conversation with a client who's purchased Skin Queen Society today as well, and she said that she likes to call herself a holistic skin therapist. However, in her business, she does a lot of facials, a lot of peels, needling, micro, and a lot of the peels she does are glycolic peels, retinol peels, etc. So she said, can I call myself a corneotherapist if I'm doing glycolic peels and I do a lot of peels on my client? And I said, it's up to you what you want to call yourself. I think that's the thing in the Australian industry and for a lot of places, really, the guidelines around it are very loose. Now, I saw too that somebody really well known has posted in my Facebook group on the 1st of February, and she said, here's a question for all the corneotherapists. What do you feel you need to study, complete, achieve to call yourself a qualified corneotherapist? And once again, nobody's commented on it. And I think that's because it's a little bit of a gray area. So I want to share with you a little bit about this so that you are more well-versed in what corneotherapy is. Firstly, if you're new around here and you don't know what corneotherapy is, corneotherapy to me means respecting the stratum corneum when you are treating the skin and ensuring the health of the stratum corneum at all times. Because when you have a healthy stratum corneum, you are going to have skin that functions the way that it should. And essentially, you are going to be helping the skin to function optimally through ensuring that you have a healthy stratum corneum. Now, the other part of that then is treating the skin at the root cause, rather than treating the symptom. And I find that that's what a lot of traditional skin methods do, is they treat the symptom rather than the cause. Say, for example, you have got an acne skin presenting to you. The first thing that you might do is, okay, well, let's treat these pimples. So you go and you might apply a peel, you might do some extractions, you might do a micro, you might do LED, and you might send them home with a product to treat the actual pimple itself, which you can still do if you're a corneo therapist, but a corneo therapist will actually aim to treat the root cause and aim to ensure that the skin is healthy and functioning to the best of its ability. So there's a bit of a difference there. Now, I have done a few different corneo therapy studies. I actually did the extension education with the Australasian Corneo Therapy Academy. So Dermavigils first hosted this training maybe back in like 2020 or 2021 maybe. And that's when I did it then. And I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I learned about the root cause of skin concerns. It was a 2-day live program and I thought it was amazing. The other thing that you can actually do is the Corneo Therapy International Association has actually so much education and courses that you can do in there that give you an introduction to corneo therapy, and they often do actual corneo therapy conferences, which I think is really cool. It's really affordable as well. And honestly, you'll learn so much when it comes to what is corneo therapy, the internal cell structure, stem cells, and skin development. The other place that I've learned about corneo therapy is Pastiche and Pastiche Skin Training. Florence Barrett Hill just can't go wrong. She actually does some really excellent videos on YouTube as well, but I'll go through the courses that I did initially. Yeah, if you go and have a look on the Pastiche website, you can do like the Essentials of Skin Anatomy and Physiology, Advanced Skin Analysis. There's so many cool ones there. But basically, I took all that knowledge that I had learned, plus all of the knowledge I learned from working with skincare companies, and I worked for Ultraceuticals, and I worked for Advanced Skin Technologies, and now with Circuit, and applied that into my practices. And I created my own program, Skin Queen Society, which is now Academy of Skin. And if you send me a message on Instagram with the letters AOS, you can get Academy of Skin for only $4.99. If you've bought Skin Queen Society before, you'll automatically get access to Academy of Skin. But basically what I teach inside of there is corneo therapy. So I think whilst there isn't an official degree, if you've done the training with Dermavigils, if you've done the training with the Corneo Therapy International Association, and if you've done any Pastiche training, then I think you can call yourself a corneo therapist. At the end of the day too, I call myself a facialist, but I like to say that within my clinic, I follow the principles of corneo therapy. So what does that mean? That means to me, I actually don't use hyaluronic acid. And that's because hyaluronic acid draws water to the molecule, which can essentially dehydrate the stratum corneum. And we want to make sure that we have a hydrated stratum corneum. So it's for that reason I actually opt for a mist. The other thing is I won't ever do dermaplaning and I won't do microdermabrasion in my clinic. And that's because that is going to potentially remove the stratum corneum, and I want to encourage the health of the stratum corneum, not the opposite way around. And I truly believe it's the reason why there are so many impaired barriers out there, so many sensitive skins, so many people that have low histamine tolerance, is because for so long people have been taught to exfoliate their skin and shave off their skin and, you know, just strip it all back in order to get rid of acne or whatever it is they're trying to do. But instead, if they nourish their skin from the inside out through essential fatty acids, which I explain in Academy of Skin, but also through looking after their skin and looking after their barrier function with their home care products, and also during facials, they're going to have healthy skin. So if you want to learn more and you are just new to all this, then go and send me a message on Instagram with the letters AOS. And I will send you a link to Academy of Skin. But that is a top line on what is a corneo therapist, how we treat the skin a little bit differently. It's not traditional beauty. It's not traditional skin and what you're being taught at college or uni. It's a different approach to skin, which is all about nurturing the barrier function and looking after the skin from there. So I'm going to leave this episode here, nice and short and sweet one. But if you want to learn more, send me a DM on Instagram with the letters AOS and I'll chat to you later. We'll be right back.